Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Blaine Gabbert joins us now. Blaine, thank you for the time. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We are great. You have played for like six or seven different head coaches, several offensive coordinators. I'm sure you could name. I won't make you name them. What was it about Vrabel and LaFleur that made you want to be the number two quarterback here in Nashville?
You know, just having the chance to come here on a visit, meeting John and Vrabes and Matt and our quarterback coach, Pat O'Hara. They're great guys. They run this organization the right way. They're going to coach you hard. But at the same time, you just kind of get to know guys pretty quickly, and it was just something that I wanted to be a part of.
You faced several hurdles throughout your pro career. You started as a rookie on a bad team in Jacksonville. You're sacked 40 times. You've had injuries that you've tried to play through and had to be on IR. You played for several different coaches and coordinators. What's been the toughest challenge among the list of things that we could all point to?
Well, I think that everything that I've gone through has made me a better player in the long run. Yeah, there's been a lot of tough bumps in the road, but I wouldn't change a thing. I've learned a lot about myself as a player, being able to come back from injuries, bounce back from tough times. But, you know, it's just one of those things. I love the game, and it's something that I love doing. And as long as I can do it, I'm ready and willing.
What did the process of you deciding on a college teach you about yourself and about the business of football? You're committed to Nebraska and Bill Callahan, very pro-style offense. Mm-hmm. You decide to reconsider. You go play for Gary Pinkel at Missouri. What did that whole process teach you?
Yeah, so at a young age, I think I was probably 16 at the time, you really saw the business side of things. With Coach Callahan, Coach Watson, and the whole staff at Nebraska, they were, I believe, fired after, I forget what, maybe 2006 or 2005 season, and then they rehired Tom Osborne to come back and be the athletic director. And so you really kind of saw how the intricacies of football work. You didn't know who was going to be your coach. So at that point in time, you have to make a selfish decision as a kid and go to the school that best fits you. And I'm extremely happy that I ended up in Missouri. Met some great friends, had some wonderful coaches, and had an absolute blast, and it helped me get to where I am.
I don't think I'm speaking out of turn here. I was reading where, you know, you went and played for the spread at Missouri, but you would spend thousands of dollars to go to camps for the pro-style quarterback work during the offseason. Am I accurate on that?
I wouldn't go thousands of dollars. That's extreme.
even counting your high school work.
Yeah, it was just, you know, always having that base fundamentals to fall back on, regardless of what system you're in. The 5 and 7 step drop are never going to go out of style. So being able to fall back on some training when I did finally get into a quote-unquote pro-style system, albeit we're in the gun a ton in this game in the NFL. But just really building that fundamental, that base footwork growing up definitely will help.
Final thing for you. Has it been easier for you to pick up on new schemes and playbooks or forget the old terminology with all the offenses you've been in?
I think over the years I found out how to learn them. Just being in my eighth system in 8 years, it's one of those things that I've had to get good at because we do not have a lot of time during the summer. It is so condensed, and then we're off before training camp, and then real football starts. So just being extremely diligent, doing your homework, being prepared day in and day out, staying ahead of the installs, just doing all the little things you can to pick up. And so when you take kind of the film room and the meeting room onto the field, you're not thinking. You're just reacting and playing ball.
Blaine, this has been a condensed interview, but we could do a whole segment coming up at some point on just the Elite 11 camp you were involved in.
Oh, it was a good group.
With
good
Luck
group.
And Mike Glennon. I'm going to leave a lot of names out, but they're
Andrew Jones.
E.J. Manuel.
E.J. Manuel.
It was
Kyle
nuts.
Parker.
Yes.
First rounder. He was at Clemson, played baseball in the bigs. It was a
I would love to
group.
Just get some storytelling from you on that at some point this offseason.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Blaine, thank you, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Blaine Gabbert. The quick visit. And we promise it will be more in-depth once training camp rolls around.